The Dove as Homing Lily. A Canberra demo called A Dove Assange. I've been meaning to tell you about doves. Not this time spotted doves or the iridescent park ones, but the white doves that are released at a festival or marriage. The demo for Assange released a dove in Canberra a while ago, and apart from the wild hope that this would worry Albanese, I was also troubled about what doves would do suddenly in the air and free. Looking up the facts behind released doves, it is apparently okay. Someone rents them from their cote nearby and they fly home at once because that is where their bed and birdseed are. Perhaps when you read this, Albanese will have cunningly freed Assange by asking Biden to address the Australian Parliament. Of course, when Gillard got Obama to speak to the Australian Parliament, she said she wanted to revoke Assange's passport and agreed to US bases here. That doesn't seem like any sort of bargain, but Albanese may regard listening to Biden as a favour by the listener, one that deserves reward. They fly with a sort of tessellated chuckle, doves. It has a note of excitement and alarm, and of course there is that metallic whir when they ascend fast. Unaware they symbolise death, there are tall spring lilies in our yard, an impossible solar white, each like a feather. A celebratory dove flares similar in splendour. The Canberra demo called the dove Assange, and the dove then flew back home as pure as hunger.